Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Us caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing. And that is something that our guest today, Paul Craig Roberts, did yesterday or recently, making a comment that I want to talk to him about regarding what happened in Paris, France. But Paul Craig Roberts, and the website is paulcraigroberts.org. I'm so thrilled to have him on the show today. He is the chairman of the Institute for Political Economy. He was the associate editor and columnist for Wall Street Journal, columnist for Business Week, Scripps Howard's News Service, nationally syndicated columnist for Creator Syndicate in L.A., and he has received a number of awards in a number of areas. President Reagan, of course, most of you are aware of the fact, appointed Dr. Roberts Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy and was confirmed in office by the U.S. Senate from 75 to 78. He served as congressional staff, where he drafted the Kemp-Roth bill, played a leading role in developing bipartisan support for the supply-side economic policy. And then after leaving the Treasury, he served as a consultant to the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of Commerce. He was awarded Treasury Department's Meritorious Service Award for his outstanding contributions. And he is the author of How the Economy Was Lost, The War of the Worlds. Thank you so very much, Paul Craig Roberts, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
Well, I'm pleased to be with you, Joyce.
And I'm honored to have you on the show, and especially a person of your character, caliber, going out on a limb and saying the things that you have said, which are so close to what we reflect here at the Power Hour, basically telling the truth, asking questions, and saying, sorry, I don't believe the prevailing story here. And that's what recently happened when you were quoted in press IR website about what happened in France. I'm really anxious to get to that and why you said what you did.
Well, I think, Joyce, that the minute I heard that this highly professional attack, which really looked like the work of special forces, that the people who had carried out such a professional attack had conveniently left for the authorities their IDs in the getaway car, I knew the whole thing was a hoax because, first of all, they wouldn't have any IDs on them. Second, they wouldn't
Good
leave
point.
Them in the getaway car. It reminded me of the way the 9/11 event was blamed on the 19 alleged hijackers, because among the pulverized ruins of the two massive World Trade Center towers, in which they can't find anything, they find an undamaged, unburnt, unsoiled passport
right.
of the terrorists, so that they, now we know who did it. Well, you really have to be gullible to fall for these kinds of things, and yet the population falls for it over and over and over. There are other very puzzling things about the reporting of the shootings in Paris. The attack on the French magazine's offices comes across as really professional, as I said. It's like a special forces. But the later situation where they find the two suspects, they're bungling and almost incompetent, and it doesn't look at all like the same people in their behavior and their responses. So, and then there are a number of other things. I won't go through all of them.
Well, before you do that, let me just ask you, is this a quote from you? I'm curious, because when I read it, I thought, I would love to know, and I was so glad you were coming on the show today, if this is what you said. And a former White House official says the terrorist attack that killed 12 people on Wednesday in Paris was a false flag operation designed to shore up France's vassal status to Washington. We got to go to a break now. We got a 3-minute break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Paul Craig Roberts, is that his statement? Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Noel. We'll be right back. 3-minute break. the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of Power Hour today. I am so pleased to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who is Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, joining us today. The statement that I had read from PressTV.ir last night, a former White House official says the terrorist attack that killed 12 people on Wednesday in Paris was a false flag operation designed to shore up France's vassal status to Washington. So I asked Dr. Roberts, what was your statement, and was that what you said? Because I just feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes about statements I see people making, and I like to just validate it with you, if you don't mind. Would you mind reading your statement, Dr. Roberts?
Sure. I just called up the article. What Press TV is doing is reporting on an article that I published, which is available on my site, but on many other sites as well, where it's always picked up. And I'm raising questions. And here's what I say. I say, another way of seeing the attack is as an attack designed to shore up France's vassal status to Washington. The suspects can be both guilty and patsies. Just remember all the terrorist plots created by the FBI that served to make the terrorist threat feel to Americans. If people can go Google and they will see that there were like 150 FBI terrorist orchestrated plots that they would organize and then look for some dupes to get involved. They were all fake plots, but it served, and and the FBI has acknowledged that. But they serve to create fear and worry and concern. And so I'm just saying we should look at this other than through the lens of the media that is telling us the official story. And there's no investigation. And as I said, the most striking thing about it is that the so-called terrorist left their ID in the getaway car.
Yeah. You know,
that's
as
a way of setting up whoever the ID belongs to. And so you can have two different sets of people. You could have people who pulled off the attack, and then the people whose ID is left in the car are the ones blamed, and they're now dead, right? Or they were shot and killed by the police.
Exactly.
So we'll never know. There's no way of finding out.
You know, has anyone come to you and said, what are you thinking calling this a false flag? Has anyone from the State Department or anyone contacted you and said?
Oh, no, of course not. No.
They will just leave you alone?
It's a false flag.
Right.
I suspect that anybody with any experience in the government doesn't believe the official story. But that doesn't mean they're going to say anything about it. I mean, you once you do that, you're on the outs, you know.
You probably will never get the 1,000 Points of Light Award, will you, sir? But
now,
you know,
but Joyce, I didn't say that it's a false flag. I said it could be because we have many false flags in the precedents. For example, Operation Gladio, it went on for decades. And all the bombings in Italy and elsewhere in Europe were blamed on communist groups, and they were actually conducted by Italian intelligence and the CIA. And again, this is all available now. One of the presidents of Italy revealed that there were big hearings in the Italian parliament. It's all documented and put out, including confessions by the Italian intelligence. So these things are not unusual. What people say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Well, there are a lot of conspiracies, and what happened in Paris the other day is a conspiracy too, whether it was done by Muslim terrorists or whether it's a false flag operation. Either way, it's a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know,
people,
I'm going to ask you, knowing the government and knowing the way they protect the government people, is there any way that you would think that 40 world leaders would be walking down a street in Paris if there had been that kind, or if there was that kind of quote-unquote jihadist Islamist threat, extremist threat in that city? I cannot see 40 world leaders walking down the street hand in hand.
Yes, it's kind of odd, but the most odd thing about it, Joyce, is how quickly they were assembled.
Yes, that's so true.
I mean, how do you assemble 40 world? I remember when I was secretary, there would be some issues that would be across various departments. And so even though Treasury might have the lead, it just didn't want to run over the other departments. So just to try to get 4 or 5 assistant secretaries together in a meeting, it could take days, weeks. And yet they've got 40 world leaders almost overnight.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So the whole thing looks odd. And also, why? Well, why this dramatic response? Because I think even more journalists have been killed on the war front. You know, we've had these gruesome beheadings. they're killed by, allegedly, by ISIS that apparently Washington has funded. ISIS was part of Washington's overthrow of Gaddafi. Then Washington sicked them on Assad in Syria. Maybe Washington's lost control of them now, but these are all Washington-funded groups, and they're killing journalists hand over fist. We didn't get this type of, and these were real journalists on the war front, not cartoonist sitting in a French office.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get a response like this. There wasn't all this, oh, it's the end of the world and 40 leaders and all these statements Cameron's made about how we have to fight this forever and blah, blah. And it all smacks of orchestration. It doesn't seem real. And then if we look at the reasons for it, you know, what did recently the French president said that the sanctions against Russia must end, and so did a German vice chancellor. Well, this is too much foreign policy independence for Washington. I mean, here's France putting the interest of the French economy ahead of Washington's foreign policy issue. That's not permitted. Then we've seen recently the move on the part of Europe toward recognition of Palestine. Greatly upsetting, not just to Israel, but to Washington. And then we've seen all the opposition in Europe to continuing the wars in the Middle East. You know, they act as mercenaries for Washington. And so this is a way of getting rid of all that. It kills the opposition to wars against the Muslims. It kills the support for the Palestinians. And it certainly puts France back into the American foreign policy orbit. So these are all reasons that it could have been an orchestrated attack. We'll never know. And even if somebody tells us, they'll be discounted. And there are other curious things. Let me mention two more. It turns out that the police commissioner, a high-level police commissioner involved in the investigation, mysteriously commits suicide.
Oh, my goodness, that's so bizarre.
And I don't know if this has been reported well in the United States, but it's reported. You can very easily find it. Mm-hmm. The commissioner's name is Helric Fridou. He's the number two officer, and he was in the middle of investigating it and was awaiting the police to come back with a report from interviewing family of one of the victims and so on. And suddenly the official story is he shot himself sitting in his office. Well, why? There's no indication of why. We'll never know. But this is very strange. Here you have a high-level police official with the most prominent type of investigation probably in modern French history, and he's in the middle of it and he shoots himself. It doesn't make any sense.
I know, they sure have some fragile police people there. I mean, that the story, the second most powerful, supposedly ranking police officer, killing himself because he was depressed after talking to a family, that was one of the stories I read, just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And another giveaway, they put out a film of the two alleged terrorists running down the street. There's a policeman lying there on the street with his hands up. And they said the terrorist shot him in the head. And the terrorist run by, and he's pointing the rifle down. You hear the sound of the gun go off. But somebody got that film and put it up in slow motion. And what you see is the rifle is not pointing at the guy's head. It hits the concrete, and the bullet ricochets off. And there's no blood. There's no impact on the body. There's no sort of recoil of the body hitting the head with a bullet. There's no blood and brains splattered anywhere. And they told us that this was an execution of a policeman. But if you look at it carefully, it's not. So why did they tell us that? You know, what is the purpose of this? I mean, why did they need to make it even worse than it was?
Well, you know, that was the one thing that keyed me off in the very beginning, because I'm an ER nurse and I've seen a bunch of those shotgun wounds, and I mean a bunch of those wounds in the emergency room. So that immediately set me off, and I have to question now everything. Of course, 9/11 set me off too, because no plane hit the Pentagon and there is no plane there. And you know, for people that believe there's a plane laying there in the middle of the Pentagon, you know, I got phone calls from there said there's no plane here at the Pentagon. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. Final segment coming up with our guest today, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. The website is paulcraigroberts.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 4 minutes. Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you for joining us. 24 minutes after the hour, wherever you're sitting. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has agreed to stay on a little bit longer and take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. I am so appreciative of that. So let me give out the phone number now. Start lining up at the phone bar, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, to take a phone call. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts says he will be very glad to take your phone calls. The end game of all of this, is that to get more funding for this phony ISIS group? Is it to fight the phony ISIS group? Is it allegedly? Is it to instill more fear and terrorism? What do you think the end game of all of what happened this past week in Paris is, Dr. Roberts?
Well, Joyce, I think I've already covered that. It's one, to pull the French back into Washington's orbit so that they're not exercising some independent foreign policy and calling for the end of sanctions against the Russians. Two, to stop this tendency toward recognizing the Palestinians, which was growing strongly in Europe prior to this attack. And the third, to stop the dissent, the European dissent, against the endless wars against Muslims. You know, so I think that those are the purposes of this. Of course, the war will now expand, and I wouldn't be surprised if part of it would be to get some kind of civil war going in France between the Muslim population and the French population. Who knows what all the other aspects could be, but the three I identified are clearly operative. So whether this thing was a false flag or real, it's being used for the same purpose. So it doesn't really matter, you know, whether these was a false flag operation or whether these were real terrorists doing this. The result for Washington's the same. They pull France back in line. They quiet the recognitions of the Palestinians. They stop the opposition to the wars that Washington follows. So it works whether it's real or false flag. So it doesn't really matter from that standpoint. One of the other curious things about it, Joyce, is that allegedly all of this was done because the Muslims were angry at satire. So they were being satired. So they decided to kill people. But why is being satirized worse than being killed? Because the Muslims, yes, you know, have been bombed and droned and invaded for 13 years. It's hundreds of thousands of dead Muslims. Now, you would think that would upset them more than some cartoonist. So to have such a major response of Muslim terrorists to being satirized when they've been murdered and bombed for 13 years, you would think that's what would upset them.
Not, absolutely.
Not cartoonists. And yet we're told, look at this. This response is all because of satire. Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? I mean, wouldn't you think they would be much more upset about being bombed and murdered for 13 years? You know, we've hit weddings, funerals, children's soccer games, farmers in their field.
Yep.
It's been an endless slaughter of Muslims. So you'd think that's the reason, if they're going to kill somebody, that they would retaliate. But instead, oh no, it's some cartoons.
I know. It blows my mind that people are not asking this en masse. But instead, you have 3 million, allegedly, people that are doing the March for Unity, that are all, you know, holding up pens and talking about freedom of speech. That is, until you get to some real freedom of speech, and then that's not acceptable. But cartoons, you know, Muslim cartoons are acceptable. And like you say, we've been killing people in Pakistan, Somalia. I mean, you name the country, with drones. And yet that is just kind of, oh, well, but don't offend our Muhammad in a cartoon. I mean, have they drilled down to the point where the level of understanding is so low among the American people that they can tell them anything? Dr. Roberts, is it possible that they can tell us anything and that we'll buy it?
Yeah, I think that they learned from 9/11. They can tell us anything.
Wow.
And they do. And people are gullible. And a lot of different people have reasons, emotional reasons, they believe it. For example, the left wing likes to believe these things because it shows this blowback and that the oppressed peoples are standing up against the evil in Washington and striking back. So that is emotionally rewarding to the left because
we've got to go to a break.
Get away with all our crimes. You know?
We got to go to a break. We got a 3 minute break. We'll be back. Take your phone calls. Phone lines are jammed for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Wiley.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, supporting the Power Mall, purchasing from the Power Mall, buy from the good guys, buy local, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we promote eatwild.com, not our website, but I'll tell you what, I have gotten some grass-fed beef that is incredible from that website, and also some raw milk, but we're not supposed to talk about that, raw milk. And you can find a lot of things at eatwild.com. Buy from your local farmers, please, your local people, and support them. Buy from the good guys, and then we all stay in business. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest today, and he has kindly agreed to stay a little bit longer and take your phone calls. So I'm going to run through these. Everybody be respectful with time here so everybody can get in, if you would, please. Let's go to Shane in North Carolina. Shane in North Carolina, you're on with Dr. Roberts. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I have one quick question. The video you're talking about where the bullet appears to go over the cop's head, first of all, one quick question. Was that video allegedly captured from someone's cell phone, or was it supposedly a security camera?
I don't know. I just know it was used by the authorities to show the brutality of the terrorist.
Okay.
And then when they noticed that it didn't really support the dead cop, they took it down.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Go ahead, Shane.
I have just one thing to say about the video, and that is, based on everything that you've said and everything that I've read and heard about this so far, it does indeed look like a false flag. But what I'm wondering is, if there's a new level of sophistication with these false flags, where an added level is actually adding fake video to a real situation where people actually died. And then when a bunch of people on the internet say, oh, it was a hoax, see, the bullet goes over the guy's head, nobody died.
Wow.
Then it causes a bunch of outrage because people really died. And they say, you know, how dare you, you know, play around and say this stuff when a bunch of people really died. So I think maybe they might plant fake videos.
Okay, Shane, you know what?
You
know, I agree with you, and we could think and rethink this thing until we just go crazy. But supposedly I was told, or that they said on TV that it was not a CCTV coverage. They had not been given CCTV film footage yet, so that it had to, they said it was most likely from a cell phone camera. Thank you very much, Shane, for the phone call. Nobody's believing anything anymore, and that's the problem. I wonder why. 9/11 did it all to us. Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Dr. Roberts. Go ahead, please. Oh, wait a minute. Let me ask Dr. Roberts a question. I apologize, Dr. Roberts. Do you think that perhaps we're thinking and rethinking this too much, or would they be doing something like this to discredit us all?
There's no way of knowing. There's no investigative media. The media simply repeats whatever it's told by the authorities. So that's all people No, and you have people who will notice things and raise questions, but that's all I can do. I can't give anybody proof that it was a false flag operation. No. Now, of course, the policeman, killing the policeman is pointless because he's not associated with the cartoonist office. He didn't do the satire. So if Muslim terrorists are after people who have offended them with hate cartoons, why would they bother with a policeman?
Right.
That would be especially the case if the police are in on the false flag attack.
So and then they said, yeah, guy. The policeman was a Muslim also. They announced that on CNN also, that the policeman was a Muslim that they killed. So, you know, it just goes back to craziness. All right, Sherry in Kansas, you're on with Dr. Roberts. Go ahead, please, Sherry.
Yes, Dr. Roberts, this is an economic question. We've heard for several years that there's two sets of books, what they call the comprehensive annual financial report for different government levels of government, and that government is some of the, in the various forms, is some of the biggest investors on the stock market. And through their different funds, between the pension funds and sequestered funds. And do you give any credence to that? And I think this could be why we can't get anybody on any level to do anything, because against, you know, people that are really harming our way of life, like between defense industries and prison industries and everything else.
Well, I'm sure that there's two sets of books in the sense that the kinds of accounting they do for the budget is not the kind of accounting a firm would have to do in accounting for all kinds of future liabilities. How important that is, I don't really know. But the main problem, I think, is that the government, because of campaign contributions, is responsive to a few very powerful private interest groups and not to the people, because the voting is not what puts them in power. It's the campaign contributions.
Could you have
a government that responds to a very few private interests, and that's the main trouble.
Could you also talk about the dirty money that's being laundered through the stock market sometimes? Thank you.
I don't know anything about it. I wouldn't be surprised, but I just don't know.
All right. I appreciate that. Let's go to Gloria in New York. Gloria in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Dr. Roberts.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate Dr. Roberts very much. I appreciate his courage. And he hit the nail on the head today. This is all a big farce. And by the way, Joyce, Dr. Cass Ingram, wow, did he hit the nail on the head. So I hope you have them both back again soon. God bless them both. God bless you, Joyce. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for your kind words. Thank you, Gloria. A lot of people, it's just such a relief to hear someone else tell the truth. And I commend you for that. And you must receive this all the time, that people are so grateful that you're saying what you're saying. But let me ask you, do you ever have people call you and say, hey, I would be a little careful if I were you? Or do they ever say, what are you thinking? I mean, do you get people saying the prevailing story and then trying to, dissuade you from being so verbal?
No, some of my readers worry that I'll be knocked off.
I bet
speaking out, but I don't know I don't know how big a danger that is, because Washington only pays attention to what the mainstream media is. If you're in Washington, you live in a bubble. And it's the TV shows and the print media, New York Times, Washington Post. And if I was in those venues saying these things, they probably would get very disturbed. But the Internet, oh, that's just where kooks are and conspiracy theorists. And I don't think they pay much attention. And they can rely, and even if, you know, suppose millions of people believe me, what can they do? Millions would be a small percentage of 300 million. So they don't really worry about it, I don't think. But I just try to raise questions about these kinds of events, because there's nobody in the government on the inside calling me up and telling me that it's a false flag. I'm just noting the very curious things, you know. A professional execution of a French cartoonist's office, and they leave their ID in the getaway car. This doesn't make any sense. That's like, you remember the old comedy French detective, Captain Clouseau, or whatever his name was?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That doesn't go with the professionalism of the attack. So I think
good point.
People should notice these things themselves. And that's all I'm doing. I'm saying, hey, look, this doesn't fit.
Yeah, doesn't fit, exactly. By the way, if you go to paulcraigroberts.org, he has a really excellent article with respect to 10 most influential people in the alternative media. You might want to check that out at paulcraigroberts.org. Let's go to Myatt in New York. Myatt in New York, you're on the air with Dr. Roberts. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, all. Dr. Roberts, really appreciate your work. And I just wanted to add, and then I have a brief two-part question, that the woman who allegedly was forced to let them in claims in a recent, I guess, a Saturday Daily News story that they rushed, ran upstairs, and instead of her getting out the door with her toddler, she stayed downstairs and got under the desk, which makes no sense. But my first question.
Okay, you got one question. Everybody gets one question now, because we've got so many people that want to talk to Dr. Roberts. So make it one question, please.
Okay. Well, if Matula, the so-called Christmas bomber, and Al-Awlaki is supposedly connected to them, that tells us a lot, I think, because we know that the attorney couple actually saw that it was, you know, Matula was part of the drill, and Al-Awlaki, as Webster Tarpley would say, is the CIA lackey. So talk on that, and next time, talk on the Boston bombing trial, which is going on, and the FBI murder of the friend, and I'll listen over there.
Right. Thank you very much, Maya, for the phone call. It seems like that now whenever we have somebody that's done something in the Muslim movement, it goes all the way back to the Lindbergh killing that they had connections to. I mean, it seems it's getting to be ridiculous. Well, your thoughts on everybody knows everybody and is a small group of people?
Well, I think it's just part of the demonization of Muslims, and it's building the fear in the population that we now have all these lone wolves
you know, as the as it was declared by one of our high officials the other day, that we're now, our society is now infected with all these lone wolves who may commit terrorism at any minute. So it'll all be used to solidify the police state. It'll stop any congressional opposition to the spying. You know, we're spied on everything all the time. And so it just builds a bigger myth of the danger we're under from these Muslims, but not from our own police state. So I think that's what's going on, Joyce. It's just more propaganda to make people accept the police state.
Absolutely. Let me go to John in Ohio again. I normally don't let people back on again, but I cut him off the first time he called in this morning. So, John in Ohio, go ahead, please. You're on with Dr. Roberts.
Yes, Doctor, I really treasure your work, especially with your gravitas and credibility. But I think that I was reading an article from Land Destroyer, landdestroyer.com, and it points out that these the title of it, in fact, is Parachuter. Shooters just returned from NATO's proxy war against Syria. So it makes the point that these, whether they're framed up, I believe, as you say, they were probably used as patsies to frame up the and cover up the real special forces operation that carried this out. But in any event, the attempt to demonize Muslims in general is part of this attempt to justify attacking countries on which 1.6 billion Muslims live across the world. And I think that we've got to get other sources of information like globalresearch.ca and understand that we are the ones that are all of these hypocrites that are out there protesting in France are supporting governments that are supporting these very same non-Muslim, anti-Muslim, Al-Qaeda cutthroat terrorists that are killing hundreds of thousands of people in Libya and Syria. And I
absolutely
think we...
Okay. All right. Dr. Roberts, do you want to make any comment regarding what John had to say?
Well, I think John is right that this is part of the justification for the wars in the Middle East. I think, actually, the greatest threat we face is the Washington people oppressing war against Russia and China. And, of course, that would be nuclear and be the end of all of us.
Yes.
And so I think we have to keep in mind that the Muslims, even if it's a real threat, it's minute compared to the hostility that Washington shows against Russia and China and the building by Washington of military bases surrounding both countries. Now, that's where the real danger to the world lies.
Yes, yes. I could not agree more. Let's go to Phil in Florida. Phil in Florida, you are on with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Go ahead, please, Phil.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Dr. Roberts. I want to say thank you for continuing to keep 9/11 as a false flag attack in the conversation, in your writings all these years, and also what you started to make talk about before the break was, you know, the left wants to continue with the official 9/11 fraud so they can keep their flock on the believing that it's a blowback and, you know, it's the right's foreign policy that is the cause. And then the right, when you came up with the Tea Party with the Ron Paul people, they quickly got pushed out. And the right had to, you know, their whole thing is these evil Muslims that are going to take over the world. And, you know, it keeps this left-right divide going. So I appreciate your writing. One thing that does cut through the left-right is the 9/11 being a false flag, and I appreciate how architects and engineers still have their teeth in that pant leg and are holding on. I want to know what you feel about as far as the importance of 9/11 as far as trying to stop this madness.
Okay. How important is the 9/11 issue anymore, Dr. Roberts?
It's definitive, because whether it was a real or a false flag, the result is the same. It was used to start massive, expensive wars that apparently have no end.
and it was used to create the domestic police state that we now live in. So 9/11 was definitive, and I think that basically was the event that essentially has destroyed the United States of America.
Wow.
But, I mean, the importance of 9/11 truth, though, as far as stopping the madness, that's what I wanted to ask. The importance of 9/11 truth now.
Well, the few people who are capable of reason and analyzing and looking at evidence, they are affected by the evidence. But the vast majority simply think, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, because they've been convinced by the years and years of demonizing of Muslims.
Yes.
And
all
they
right.
also feel that it's unpatriotic to doubt the government.
Wow. So such a good point. We've got about another 4 minutes. Can you stay with us after this break, or do you need to go down, Dr. Roberts?
Do you have a lot of calls there?
Yes, we do.
Well, I'll stay till 10. How is that?
Okay, that'll be perfect. Thank you. Till the top of the hour. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Power Hour today. Third hour of the Power Hour. You are appreciated so very much here. Just to let you know quickly that oil is at about $46.15. It's down over $2 today, $46.15 a barrel. Gold is at $12.25, and silver is around $16. The stock market's down 81 points now as we speak. And, of course, the world is tanking, and so much happening in the world, but we're trying to make sense of it here and at least take care of ourselves and do the next right and honorable thing. We have as our guest today Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Such an honor to have him here with us today. And I want to, you know, the issue of 9/11, I'm so glad that you are still saying what you are saying, sir, because to me that is still a milestone of things that we can do to continue to talk about, show the videos, and help people understand what did or did not happen on 9/11, mostly what did not happen. Let's go to Bob in St. Louis. Bob in St. Louis, you're on with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Doctor. I was going to make a comment about France, but since you're talking about 9/11, if I was Sherlock Holmes and looked at what I saw on TV, the main thing I want to know is who the Israelis posing as students. They were caught by the police. I like to interview the police that caught them. And those Israelis who were, turned out to be Mossad agents were back in Israel the next day. So that's the only clue I saw in terms of anything I saw about 9/11. You're talking about the wallet and ID and stuff like that. That's the only real evidence I've seen. So I like to interview those people. Anyway, that's my comment on 9/11.
Do you have a question for him, or is that it? All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Bob in PA. Bob in PA, did you want to mention anything about the Israelis and 9/11, Dr. Roberts?
Well, you know, the caller is exactly right. This is an extremely unusual event. These Israelis were caught filming the destruction of the building, so they had to know about it beforehand. And yet it doesn't even enter in the 9/11 Commission report. The media ignored it other than the initial reports that they were apprehended and had all kinds of false passports and so on. And there have been reports from Israel. They were on TV, interviewed on Israeli TV, in which they said, yes, they were sent there to film it. So clearly this is inconsistent with the story that the American people and the whole world have been given, because
so true.
It clearly was pre-knowledge and
yes.
on the part of these Mossad agents. So this somehow just never got out. So you have to see the complicity of the American media in suppressing the truth.
You know, and when you think how big it is with respect to a plane not being at the Pentagon and yet an airline assuming responsibility for it, it's overwhelming to see how much fraud was involved. Bob in PA, final caller for our guest today, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Go ahead, please, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. I hope you're feeling much better, Joyce. I have a comment and a question. Comment's really quick. Pertaining to why people believe what's going on. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they might be damned to believe not the truth, but pleasure in unrighteousness.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. I appreciate it, Bob and PA. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I want to thank you so much for being a guest today on the show and taking phone calls. We appreciate you so very much and all that you do.
Well, thank you.
Pleased
to be with you on your show.
Well, thank you. You have a blessed day, sir. And, boy, full steam ahead, everybody. Full steam ahead. Keep telling the truth. Thank you to him. We'll be back tomorrow. Just want to let you, Dr. Ted Brewer will be on tomorrow. Dr. Ted Brewer will be talking with L.A. Marzulli, ladies and gentlemen. He has a new video out that I think you're going to find interesting. A new book out. Thank you, Noelle, for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Absolutely. You all have a blessed day. We love you all at the Power Hour. Bye from the good guys. We love you at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio.